good morning. Good morning for the 818th time in a row. I want to welcome you to the Traffic Report. My name is Joe, coming to you live every single weekday for 818 weekdays in a row. Can you believe that? Well, all good things must come to an end. Got a big a couple announcements coming for you guys in the next few days. But for now, I want to welcome you once again. I got a couple quick announcements for you today. We are going to be doing a webinar tonight. Have you seen the webinar? I want you to register for tonight's webinar. You can go into the member back office, of course. It's in your member back office right on the home page. It's 9 steps to podcast profits. If you've ever considered doing podcasting, kind of like what I do for 818 days in a row, that's kind of a podcast. 9 steps to podcast profits. That's today. Sebastian Rusk is the trainer. That's taking place tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The registration, of course, as I just said, is in your member back office. We'll make sure I'll announce it again. We are hosting it live, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning. And as we always are, I also want to remind you that tomorrow night we have the Black Belt Marketer Training Call. And don't forget that Thursday night there's also the Secret Source webinar series is taking place. So you want to make sure that you're plugged into that. And, of course, Friday we'll have a presentation call with some live announcements as well. So make sure that you're there for that. I see 0260 is already in the queue. Let me bring you out here. 0260, what are you thinking? You pressed 1 so early in the call. 0260, come on out.
Joe. Good morning, Joe. Yes. Curtis Conrad here from North Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, Curtis, I was thinking about you yesterday when I looked in my backyard and my swimming pool just had all this stuff on it, on the top of the water, and I realized it's because the golf course guys are out there doing work on the tee boxes. They're out there with these machines, and they're just grinding the grass down. I think they're going to reseed it is what's going on. But I was thinking, it came into my mind, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to share today's Daily Stoic, if that's okay.
Please, I haven't had a chance to get to the Daily Stoic yet. Would you please read it?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It hits the nail on the head. It starts out, what time off is for? September 26th, what time off is for? Leisure, and I thought about Dale Ann. She's on a cruise to Mexico, and she's doing her business, in a lounge chair, and it's perfect. Leisure without study is death. A tomb for the living person, and that's written by Cynthia from the Moral Letters, correct? I don't know how to pronounce that name. One of the Stoics. And then it's got this, you deserve a vacation, you work hard, you sacrifice, you push yourself, it's time for a break. Hop on a plane, check into your hotel, and head to the beach. But tuck a book under your arm and not a trashy beach read. Make sure you enjoy your relaxation like a poet. Not idly, but actively. Observing the world around you, taking it all in, better understanding your place in the universe. Take a day off from work every now and then, but not a day off from learning. Maybe your goal is to make enough money so that you can retire early. Good for you. But the purpose of retirement is not to live a life of indolence. I-N-D-O-L-E-N-C-E. Or to run out the clock. As easy as that might be to do, rather, it's to allow for the pursuit of your real calling. Now that a big distraction is out of the way, to sit around all day and do nothing, to watch endless amounts of television or simply travel from place to place so that you might cross locations off your checklist, this is not life. It's not freedom either. It's perfect. I mean, it all wraps right around traffic authority. So that's what I wanted to share with everybody. Have a great day, Joe, and sending out lots of prayers to everyone. How about that girl that won America's Got Talent? 12 years old, ventriloquist. Huh? That just does my heart.
Tell me about it.
It makes my heart sing. So, boom shakalaka. Have a good one, my friend.
Thank you very much, Curtis. Appreciate you coming out here today. Let me go next to newbie Nana Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you today? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Hey, good morning, Joe and community. Well, it's a great day. I slept in a little bit. I missed the first few minutes, but I'll catch them. Oh, boy, there is something I just bumped into on Facebook that I'd like to share with everybody. One of those group pages, and it's about three simple rules in life. And one of them is, if you do not go after what you want, you'll never have it. Second one is, if you do not ask, the answer will always be no. Third, if you do not step forward, you'll always be in the same place. So, and I've been thinking about wealth lately, and I mean, I've been pretty transparent. I'm bombarded with medical bills. I'm not in the place that I want to be business-wise, but leadership-wise, I know I'm growing and reaching out, and that's great. But there's different kinds of wealth. So if you're working on different goals at one time, sometimes you have to look at all of them. What have you achieved in all of your goals? And there's different kinds of wealth. And I know my wealth lies in having this extra year with my husband. And I'm doing whatever I can in the time I have left in the day to be visible, develop my personal qualities, my leadership. And the other kind of wealth will come in time. So I say to all the impatient ones, be patient and do what you know is right in your heart, and the rest will follow.
I really appreciate you for coming out here today, Karen. You've been an inspiration to me and to so many other people across the platforms. I've heard you on other conference calls and other webinars. You always do such a great job. I really, really appreciate spending time with you here today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's Karen.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Karen. Does anybody else want to make a comment or ask a question this morning, or we're going to call it a call? We will be back this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do have a special Traffic Academy. If you've ever considered doing podcasting, kind of like what I'm doing here this morning, you want to learn more about that, come on out tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can look into the homepage of your member back office, and all of the details and the login information will be there. I'll be back tomorrow morning. I've got a big announcement I'm going to be making at the end of the week, so I want to make sure that you guys are paying attention, want to make sure that you get here. I'll speak to you tomorrow in this same time. No, I'll see you tonight. That's right. I will see you tonight on Zoom at 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, everybody, make it a great day, and you know the rule. If you're going to play in traffic, please keep your head up so we can get you back here in one piece tomorrow. Until then, everyone.